Audiobook narration. Section A. Science fiction. British RP. The colony ship Ardent had been silent for 6 years when they found her drifting at the edge of the Kepler belt. No distress signal, no beacon, just the slow, indifferent rotation of a vessel that had forgotten what it was built for. Commander Asher Reyes was the first aboard. She'd volunteered, which everyone agreed was either very brave or very stupid, and the distinction, she'd found, rarely mattered after the airlock sealed. Section B. Section B. Romance. Neutral American English. She hadn't expected him to remember. It had been 3 years, a different city, a version of herself she'd mostly managed to forget. But there he was, same easy stance, same slight smile, holding out a coffee cup like no time had passed at all. "Still two sugars?" he said. She should have said something smart. Instead, she just took the cup. "You remembered."
"I remember everything, Nora."
Section C. Children's Fiction. British RP. Elevated Energy. The problem with having a dragon for a best friend, Olive had discovered, was that dragons were absolutely terrible at keeping secrets. "You told Mrs. Pemberton," Olive said, crossing her arms. Fern, who was small for a dragon and had the decency to look embarrassed, tucked his wings in tight and stared at the floor. A small puff of smoke escaped from one nostril. "She asked directly," he said. "I can't lie when people ask directly. It's a dragon thing." Section D. Non-fictional educational. Australian English. Contract law rests on three foundational elements: offer, acceptance, and consideration. Remove any one of them, and what you have is not a contract, it's a conversation. Understanding the difference is not merely academic. In practice, it is the difference between an enforceable agreement and an expensive misunderstanding.